On the show today, we have CUNA's very own Adam Engelman talking about their upcoming Young Professionals Advocacy Training Program coming up in September 10th and 24th, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have CUNA's very own Adam Engelman. You are Director of Federal Grassroots and Programs. That's a pretty cool title. What does that entail, Adam, before we get into the topic today?
Yeah, Michael, that's a great question. It is a pretty cool title. Basically, it essentially means that I oversee grassroots at the federal level. Anytime we do a hike the hill or we do any types of advocacy trainings or there's an action alert at the federal level, I oversee all those programs. And then my counterpart, Kristen Prather, is the director of state grassroots. So then she works with each of the individual states. So we work collectively together, but I oversee all the federal grassroots. Right. So yeah, it's a pretty cool title. I definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, so it sounds like a fun job too. So yeah. And our topic today is Young Professionals Advocacy Training, which is coming up here pretty soon here. I guess you're offering two of them. They're all-day programs, September 10th and September 24th. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We did this for the first time last year, okay, last September, and we got such a good turnout. We had about 50 folks that came to Washington, D.C. for one training that we decided that we wanted to do two this year. And the dates that you mentioned are correct, Monday, September 10th and Monday, September 24th. Now, the reason that those two dates were selected is they actually correspond with some of our two busiest hike weeks. Oh. We have several states that are in town both of those weeks, so we figured it was a logical date to select so a league or a credit union could send a YP on that Monday for a full day of training, mm-hmm, and then they could participate in the appropriate league hike later in the week and do their hill visits. So That was our thought process when we selected those dates.
Gotcha. Understandable. And then they're coming up, too. So we got to get this out here. Hey, what is covered in these all-day training programs? What can attendees expect?
So it's a full-day training that we have several of CUNA staffers providing best practices and talking about hill visits and so forth. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, we also have a lead component. We actually have several GAPs that are going to be coming this year and speaking about what they do at the state level and how state advocacy is also plays a crucial role. In addition to that, we also have what was actually regarded as one of the biggest, best presentations last time around, is we have a panel comprised of congressional staffers, both from Republican offices and Democratic offices and both Senate and House chambers. We're gonna probably get three or four individuals, staffers, that really talk about what they do on the Hill, best practices, what they really look for when they're looking for these hill visits. Mm-hmm. And we really get some really good feedback from these individuals. And a lot of times these staffers are young professionals themselves. Yeah. So they can other young professionals about what they're looking for when it comes to storytelling and so forth in these hill visits. And then lastly, we do role playing and practicing, where we break up into and divvy up into groups and we practice, you know, telling your story, talking about the talking points and meeting with your legislature. So it's really a full day extensive training that's quite interactive. And I mean, we do the presentations, but we also have a very interactive program, and we're replicating what we did last year based on what was the most successful from our analysis and so forth and feedback that we got from attendees.
Yeah, that last part sounds like a fun improv class.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good way to put it.
You got to do that. You got to do some role playing. So I think it works really well. Hey, so being this your second year, how did it come about? And then why is this so important today for young folks or even for the industry?
It's a pretty cool story, actually. You obviously are very well versed, and I'm sure many of your listeners are well versed on the annual GAC or Government Affairs Conference. I was actually approached by several young professionals from New York. New York has a very vibrant YP program. And they approached me, I guess it was two GACs ago, and asked whether the leagues and CUNA had ever contemplated doing any advocacy training specifically for YPs. Mm-hmm. Now, these were YPs that were very active and they had come to GAC, yeah, but they were really looking for something that was tailored specifically for YPs and really trying to teach them about advocacy early on. Because at the end of the day, these YPs are the future of the movement, and we need to be stressing now that advocacy is a crucial part of their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, this was actually an idea that came from – you know, several New York, Mike Matone, Michael Lieberman, all up there in New York. We basically got to working. They approached me. I went back to CUNA and started a committee. We basically had a member from every single department at CUNA. I worked very closely with the leagues, and we put it all together. And New York sent a very large delegation, and they helped us promote it not only in New York but throughout the country. And the rest is kind of history. It went so well that we decided that we wanted to do it, and we've already been getting questions about whether we plan to do this on an annual basis. Yeah. And I believe we're working on the budget now that we can start doing it just on a regular basis. So yeah, it's a pretty cool history.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of replicating what we did last year. We're obviously fine tuning it a little bit based on feedback that we got from attendees, but it's actually pretty cool. And I actually got a chance to interact with several of the attendees that did the training last year, who happened to be at GAC, and they just came up to me and said that they were really excited that they had, you know, from that Hill visit that they had practiced with us, that they felt so much more confident when they met with their members of Congress at their GAC Hill visits. And it was really just reassuring to us that what we're doing is right, and this training is definitely necessary for folks.
So. Yeah, definitely. So what are your goals for this program? Obviously, to get more young people involved, get them used to the whole advocacy process. Are there any other goals that you guys have in mind with this training?
I mean, I really think at the end of the day, we're really trying to stress to these YPs that advocacy is really a crucial part of their job. Now, I like to be honest, when I'm speaking to groups, I realize that your job day to day might be a loan officer, you might be a teller, you might be an admin, you might oversee lending. So I understand that your day to day is not to think about advocacy. What our job is at CUNA and the leagues is really to make advocacy easier for you. And that my goal is really to have these trainings be ongoing and for us to really train the future leaders of the credit union movement that advocacy is crucial for the success of our movement. So that's probably one of my main goals, and really just to get the word out. And I think as we do more and more of these trainings, we're going to have more and more YPs that comprehend and understand that advocacy is really a crucial part of their job. Mm-hmm. So,
and it seems like it's pretty exciting too to do these Hill visits. You know, I mean, you get to go up there on Capitol Hill, and I mean, that's just exciting in itself. But then you get to go meet with these representatives and stuff. That's got to be pretty cool, especially as a young professional. My gosh, I mean, put that on your resume. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. No, the feedback we got last year was wonderful. Not only did we do the training, a full day training, but then we made sure that all the YPs had some kind of opportunity to go to the Hill the next day. And I was fortunate enough to go around. I was running around with a camera crew trying to get interviews and testimonials. What we did was we interviewed folks before they had gone through the training. We interviewed them prior to their Hill visits, and then we interviewed them afterwards, and just to talk about how the train really, all at the end of the day, it's just about building comfort and confidence in these settings. And the Hill visit is definitely a crucial part of the training, and it was quite fun. I think a lot of them actually enjoyed it. I think a lot of them were initially intimidated and a little nervous, which is obviously, you know, when I go to the Hill, I still get very nervous. It's very natural. But as you do it more frequently and get more confident with it, I think they all learned a lot, and they realized that at the end of the day, this is not rocket science by any means.
Sure.
They know what occurs at their credit union better than anyone else. They know their members better. They know these stories. It's just practicing and storytelling and so forth. And then, we have a few talking points that they can say too, but it's really about the storytelling at the end of the day.
Indeed. Yeah, that's why I wanted to do this interview, because I love programs like this. So it's really cool, especially to get the younger folks involved and then keep them in the industry and just kind of, it's kind of like a succession plan, if you will, you know, to keep these folks in our industry, you know. So it's a really good move you guys are doing. So good stuff. Hey, last question for you. How can folks get involved? How can they sign up for the September 10th and 24th programs or classes?
They go to the CUNA website. We definitely have links. There's links to both the September 10th training and the September 24th training. So they go to the CUNA website, they definitely can access those links. People can also directly contact me, aengelman@cuna.coop. I'm overseeing the logistics of the programs, but Madison is overseeing the registration. But definitely if you go to the CUNA website, or feel free to reach out to me directly. But I definitely would encourage credit unions to, you know, find a YP and send them. It's definitely been beneficial.
Yeah.
I've really been enjoying these, and it's something that we've been doing more and more. We're incorporating these types of trainings in more of CUNA's programs. We, for the first time ever, we did a young professionals a conference out in Madison. I think it was at the sometime in May, where I got to speak to 100 young professionals and talk to them about advocacy and so forth, and do a shorter version of the training. So I really think in the future, folks are going to see more and more opportunities like this. But we're definitely encouraging folks to sign up as soon as possible. I know September. I can't believe that the summer's already flown by, and we only have 2 weeks left. Mm. But yeah, I would encourage folks to sign up as soon as possible, as the dates you mentioned: Monday, September 10th, Monday, September 24th. The two dates.
We will put that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and sign up, and then even just get some more information or even plan for next year. So, good stuff. Yeah. All right, Adam, very cool stuff. Keep up the good work there. In you're in DC, right, or in Madison?
Yep, right in D.C. at our new office. So, yeah.
Very nice, very nice. All right, man. Well, thanks. Appreciate the time as always, Adam. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime.